Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Rescuers in Turkey and war-ravaged Syria searched through the frigid night Tuesday, hoping to pull more survivors from the rubble after a 7.8 magnitude earthquake. More than 4,000 people toppled thousands of buildings across a wide region. 19-year-old Syrian immigrant Elia Mamari, who's translating what his father, Bassam Mamari, is saying on the phone, says the conditions in Syria are not good on the ground. Bassam Mamari is an Orthodox priest who has been sheltering with his flock at the church.
Anything or any electric. So this is what's happening with them right now.
Authorities fear the death toll from Monday's pre-dawn earthquake and aftershocks would keep climbing as rescuers look for survivors among tangles of metal and concrete spread across the region beset by Syria's 12-year civil war and refugee crisis. Several departments within the Biden administration are defending the decision to wait to shoot down the Chinese surveillance balloon and says it was the president's orders to strengthen U.S. defense systems that led to its detections. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
U.S. Northern Command General Glenn Van Herk says the military protected U.S. secrets as the surveillance balloon flew over.
Prevent any intel collection.
And collected data on it. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says because of President Biden's orders to strengthen defense against Chinese spying, they were able to detect the balloon and historically look back to see it had happened several times during the Trump administration.
AP's Jackie Quinn reporting. This is VOA News. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has ordered his military to expand its combat exercises and strengthen war preparedness as he looks to escalate an already provocative run and weapons demonstrations in the face of deepening tensions with his neighbors in Washington. The commission's members discussed a series of tasks aimed at inducing great change in the military, including constantly expanding and intensifying the operation and combat drills and more strictly perfecting the preparedness for war. Meanwhile, in Ukraine, officials there say Russian forces are keeping Ukrainian troops tied down with attacks in the eastern Donbas region. Moscow is thought to be assembling additional combat power there for an expected offensive in the coming weeks. Officials said Monday that the intense fighting that has raged for weeks continued around the city of Bakhmut.
U.S. Northern Command General Glenn Van Herk says the military.
President Biden delivers his State of the Union address before the session or joint session of Congress on Tuesday. Seated behind him, wielding the gavel, will be the new Republican Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, AP correspondent.
I thought this was a good meeting.
That was the House Speaker last week at the White House after meeting with Biden on raising the nation's borrowing limit. Ahead of the president's State of the Union address, McCarthy told reporters,
"Our debt is now a greater burden than it has been at any time since World War II."
Republicans have refused to raise the debt limit unless Biden accepts cuts in federal spending. But Biden says it's not up for negotiation. Congress must pay the nation's bills or the country will face economic calamity. McCarthy's response,
"We must commit to finding common ground on a responsible debt limit increase."
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Landslides triggered by steady rain swept mud, water, and rocks into several villages in southern Peru. It's killed at least 36 people thus far, according to authorities. Wilson Gutierrez, a civil defense official in the municipality in the Camaná province, told local radio RPP that the 36 bodies had been recovered in a remote sector. Among the dead were five people who were riding in a van that was pushed into a river by a surge of mud. Local officials appealed for heavy machinery to be sent into clear debris blocking 3 kilometers of an important road. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.